Welcome to Royals Stadium in Kansas City, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Kansas City Royals. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the lead-off spot. The center fielder, Brett Butler. Batting second. The second baseman, Tommy Hinzo. Batting third. The first baseman, Pat Tabler. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Joe Carter. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Corey Snyder. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Brooke Jacoby. Batting seventh. The DH, Andre Thornton. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Jay Bell. Batting ninth. The catcher, Rick Dempsey. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Scott Bales. For the Kansas City Royals. Batting in the lead-off spot. The center fielder, Willie Wilson. Batting second. The DH, Kevin Seitzer. Batting third. The first baseman, George Brett. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Danny Tartabull. Batting fifth. The second baseman, Frank White. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Bo Jackson. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Bill Pecota. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Angel Salazar. Batting ninth. The catcher, Larry Owen. Pitching for the Kansas City Royals, Charlie Librandt. And now, play ball. Brett Butler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Butler hits a line drive towards third. Pecota reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tommy Hinzo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hinzo bunts towards third. Pecota fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Pat Tabler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tabler hits a fly ball into left field. Jackson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Willie Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Kevin Seitzer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seitzer hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bell fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett hits a fly ball into right field. Snyder settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Danny Tartabull is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tartabull hits a line drive into center field. Butler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Royals nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Joe Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Brett settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Corey Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder strikes out. Two outs. Brooke Jacoby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jacoby hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. White settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White takes first base on ball four. Bo Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson takes first base on ball four. White moves to second. Bill Pecota is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dempsey fires over to first and throws the ball away. That's an error on Dempsey. White moves to third. Jackson moves to second. Bill Pecota is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pecota takes first base on ball four. Angel Salazar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Salazar hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hinzo fields it and throws to second for the out. White scores. Jackson moves to third. One out. It's 1-0, Royals. Larry Owen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Owen hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Bales fields it and throws to home to get Jackson. Salazar moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Chris Bando now catching. Willie Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Wilson hits a fly ball into right field. Snyder settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Royals 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton strikes out. One out. Jay Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Pecota fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Chris Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bando hits a ball on the ground towards short. Salazar scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Royals 1, and the Indians nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Kevin Seitzer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seitzer is 0-for-1 in the game. Seitzer hits a fly ball into center field. Butler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett is 0-for-1 in the game. Brett strikes out. Two outs. Danny Tartabull is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tartabull is 0-for-1 in the game. Tartabull hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Royals 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Brett Butler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Butler is 0-for-1 in the game. Butler hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. White scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Tommy Hinzo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hinzo is 0-for-1 in the game. Hinzo hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. White scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Pat Tabler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tabler is 0-for-1 in the game. Tabler takes first base on ball 4. Joe Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter is 0-for-1 in the game. Carter strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Royals 1, and the Indians nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. White hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jacoby fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bo Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Jackson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hinzo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bill Pecota is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pecota is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Pecota hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Bales fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Royals 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Corey Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 0-for-1 in the game. Snyder hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Brooke Jacoby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jacoby is 0 for 1 in the game. Jacoby hits a fly ball into right field for a base hit. Snyder moves to third. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton is 0 for 1 in the game. Thornton hits a fly ball into center field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Snyder tags and scores. One out. It's Indians, 1, Royals, 1. Jay Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0 for 1 in the game. Bell hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Jacoby moves to second. Chris Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bando is 0 for 1 in the game. Bando hits a line drive towards third. Pecota catches it and throws to second to double up Jacoby. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Royals 1. The Royals will come to bat. Angel Salazar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Salazar is 0 for 1 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Salazar hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bell fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Larry Owen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Owen is 0 for 1 in the game. Owen bunts towards the mound. Bales fields it and throws to first for the out. Salazar moves to second. One out. Willie Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Wilson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Salazar moves to third. Two outs. Kevin Seitzer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seitzer is 0 for 2 in the game. Seitzer hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Royals 1. The Indians will come to bat. Brett Butler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Butler is 0 for 2 in the game. Butler hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Librandt fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Tommy Hinzo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hinzo is 0 for 2 in the game. Hinzo hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Wilson. Hinzo reaches second base with a double. Pat Tabler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tabler is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Tabler hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. White fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Hinzo moves to third. Joe Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter is 0 for 2 in the game. Carter hits a ball on the ground towards third. Pecota fields it and throws to first for the out. Hinzo scores. Tabler moves to second. Two outs. It's 2-1, Indians. Corey Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Snyder strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Royals 1. The Royals will come to bat. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett is 0 for 2 in the game. Brett hits a ball on the ground towards first. Tabler scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Brett for the out. One out. Danny Tartabull is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tartabull is 0 for 2 in the game. Tartabull takes first base on ball 4. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, White hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jacoby fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Bo Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Jackson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. White moves to third. Bill Pecota is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pecota is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Pecota hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jacoby fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Royals 1. The Indians will come to bat. Brooke Jacoby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jacoby is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Jacoby hits a ball on the ground towards third. Pecota fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton is 0 for 1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Thornton is called out on strikes. Two outs. Jay Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Salazar misplays the ball. That's an error on Salazar. Chris Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bando is 0 for 2 in the game. Bando hits a fly ball into right field. Tardabul settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Royals 1. The Royals will come to bat. Angel Salazar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Salazar is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Salazar hits a fly ball into center field. Butler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Larry Owen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Owen is 0 for 1 in the game. Owen hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jacoby fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Willie Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Wilson hits a ball on the ground into left field, out of the reach of Carter. Wilson reaches second base with a double. Kevin Seitzer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seitzer is 0 for 3 in the game. Seitzer hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Butler throws the ball into Hinzo, who tags Seitzer trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Wilson scores. It's Indians, 2, Royals, 2. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Royals 2. The Indians will come to bat. Brett Butler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Butler is 0 for 3 in the game. Butler is called out on strikes. One out. Tommy Hinzo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hinzo is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Hinzo hits a fly ball into left field. Jackson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Pat Tabler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tabler is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Tabler hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Brett settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Royals 2. The Royals will come to bat. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett is 0 for 3 in the game. Brett hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hinzo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Danny Tardabul is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tardabul is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Tardabul hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Sammy Stewart now pitching. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, White hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Tardabul moves to third. Bo Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Jackson hits a fly ball into right field. Snyder settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Tartabull tags and scores. Two outs. It's 3-2, Royals. Bill Pecota is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pecota is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Pecota hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jacoby fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Royals 3, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Joe Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter is 0-for-3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Carter hits a fly ball into center field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Corey Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Snyder hits a fly ball into center field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Brooke Jacoby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jacoby is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Jacoby hits a ball on the ground towards third. Pecota fields it and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Kansas City Royals, 3, and Cleveland Indians, 2. Goodbye from Royals Stadium in Kansas City.